O dear Lord, have mercy. How treacherous these times are, and we need your mercy so badly, Lord. Have mercy on the ignorance of Christians and others. They know not what they do. Amen. Dear ones, we have a new and serious prayer intention, which explains a great deal about why my husband Ezekiel is suffering right now and others on the prayer team. One particular one is struggling for her life right now. And probably many of you as well are going through some very heavy things at this time. The information I'm going to share with you comes from one of our prayer warriors who also has a good 40 years of experience in the military with intelligence. This is not classified information, but the source is highly credible. And that is that an extinction-level event is being planned by the clay and iron feet. And I've explained to you before who they are. This is what he said. President Trump has the clay and iron feet in a panic and in his crosshairs. They are threatening an ELE, extinction-level event. From the large object photographed in front of the sun the last couple of days. Without getting too technical, it's a large directed energy machine that destroys with fire. Our prayers and God's blessings will destroy this space weapon, which has been made with satanic technology. End of quote. And I think what he means here is that these people are definitely in league with the aliens. Absolutely. They have technology from the aliens that they're using, they're trying to use against America. Please, heart dwellers, continue your prayers for the safety of the president, the nation, and the world. One of President Trump's veteran Secret Service agents was poisoned to death while testing a hygiene item meant for the president and his wife. And now they're threatening an extinction-level event. Because Donald doesn't back down, he's going after the criminals, the traitors. And something on the order of a comet hitting the earth or a violent eruption of a super volcano such as Yellowstone is an extinction level event. Very serious. Although on my part, I can't imagine that the Antichrist would want to mess things up so badly that he couldn't come and rule and have everyone worship him. I mean, scripture has to be fulfilled, so those things have to happen. There has to be enough of the earth left for those things to be able to happen. But my dearest heart dwellers, this news and these signs are ominous. The Lord's tone and Our Lady's demeanor were very, very somber. Even though we have prophetic words that all these good things are on the horizon, they are not set in concrete, because much of what will and will not happen is a matter of prayer. And if we don't pray with great seriousness, there are no guarantees that all the wonderful things will happen after this nation has been righted. And what I want to draw your attention to just briefly is that people who move in prophecy, they are not always given cast in concrete events. Much depends on our response and our prayers. It's terribly wrong and unfair to call someone a false prophet because something they said didn't come about. I mean, just like Jonah, he went through Nineveh warning what was going to happen and the people repented and it didn't happen. So Jonah was not a false prophet, but Nineveh wasn't destroyed. So you have to ask yourself, well, what does that mean? It basically means that repentance and prayer can stop these events from happening. So when we're given a word about the future being full of hope and revival and all kinds of wonderful things, we're given a word about that. Yes, that can happen. But if people grow cold and lukewarm, something else might happen, and that may never happen the way God intended for it to happen. I personally think that it might take a very dramatic event to wake up the people who are slandering Donald Trump. Something has got to get their attention. They just don't get it. They're just floating on the surface, going along with whatever they hear in the mainstream media and not going any deeper. And I think the Lord has his limits as to how much he's going to allow of this. He told us he would reassess the situation in 3 years if we continued to change and pray, to repent. That was on August the 7th, 2016. We are now on our way through the third year, and because of all the anti-Trump poison and people aligning themselves unwittingly to the ruling elite and the iron and clay feet, the last kingdom to fall before the coming of Jesus to rule on the earth, because of that, good people are literally tearing down their salvation by denouncing this administration. This is very, very serious, and only very, very serious prayer is going to hold back God's wrath and bring us into a few years of peace and massive conversion that was offered to us. Notice I said offered to us, not promised. No, it was not promised. It was projected by Jesus on the terms and conditions that we pray and repent and get serious about living a holy life and electing holy officials and supporting holy agendas. Now, so many have been slandering and downgrading this good president that even good Christians have sided with Antichrist, Obama, and a shadow government. Can you believe this? Good Christians siding with Satan because they don't like Donald's personality, or maybe Donald's projected by the media personality, not what he's really like. They like Obama's personality better, who is an arch deceiver, and they'd elect him in a heartbeat if they could. Do you think this is a stench in the Lord's nostrils? I guarantee you it is. How much more is he going to tolerate from people? How much more slander against a righteous leader will he write off his ignorance? I fear for these Christians who've been so misled, they would rather have someone in office that endorses cutting babies apart at the 9th month and pulling the pieces out of their mother's womb, rather than defending the life of that child. How blind can we be? This is why we need serious prayer, dear ones, very serious prayer. So please, forget about controversies over doctrine or the rosary for the moment. Forget about that and get on your knees and pray for this nation, because what is being leveled against us is serious, and all of us are getting rapture readings. Everybody's getting rapture readings, left and right. And if we don't intervene with prayer, that's what's going to happen. The Lord bless you, dear ones, and I'm on my knees too, as well. We're all praying, 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 praying for the Lord's mercy for this nation. Lord Jesus, do you have something to say? Jesus began, I do. I never intended that this nation should turn against the man I put in office, because the public eats up superficial information and bases their opinions on personality rather than performance. They have backed themselves into a box canyon. It is to be expected that the clay feet, as you call them, Claire, should be ruthless in denouncing Trump and do everything in their power to unseat him from the presidential office. But it is not to be expected that those who call themselves by my name should rise up against my choice and denounce him. This will have tragic consequences if it continues. but they are more for him than against him, even though the media has done a fine job of making it look the opposite. The question in this hour is, do you, America, want the good I have promised you through this time? Do you want massive conversion and the blossoming of my kingdom on earth? And are you willing to fight for it? Or do you want the socially acceptable political party to triumph? Your intelligence is not deep enough, and yet you rise up against the man I gave you for this job. I need you to put down your opinions and back him 100%, or I will allow you to have what you've asked for. The choice is yours, my people. You don't know what you're playing with. You don't understand the stakes in this hour. They are very high indeed. And only the very strongest, most formidable prayers will turn the situation to your favor. Your prayers can destroy this weapon of mass destruction they are intending to deal fatal blows with. Your prayers can uphold what is right and good and bring all that is evil to a standstill. So I am asking you not to complain over your sacrifices, sufferings, losses, and difficulties. Rather rejoice that you have something to offer me to hold back the terrors that in the end must come to pass because they are written. History is in the hands of those who pray. The will of the people must overwhelmingly be heard to bring evil to a standstill. Pray, pray, pray. In this hour, it is imperative. I will answer those prayers, and you will find favor with my Father. Pray.